Unit 11. Designer Fish. Reading 1. Designer Fish. Aquaculture is the scientific study of raising fish and other sea plants and animals in a controlled environment. This type of research has been used to raise bigger fish within a regular period of time. As a result, this type of business is more reliable than traditional fishing methods of the past. Now scientists promise to change the fishing industry even more by creating designer fish. A company called AF Protein wants to sell a genetically engineered salmon that they have created. This designer salmon grows to a marketable size in half the time natural salmon grow. The company calls their fish the AquaAdvantage salmon. The company claims that their salmon will not only increase profits for fishermen, but it will also help to feed the quickly growing population of the world. Also, because the AquaAdvantage salmon grows faster than normal salmon, fish farmers will need less food to raise them. Not everyone is happy about the new frankenfish. Environmentalists worry that these genetically engineered salmon might be unhealthy to eat. Also, if these salmon escaped into the wild, they might breed with natural salmon and pollute the gene pool of the natural salmon. The genetically engineered salmon might also have an advantage surviving in the wild because they grow faster, and this could cause all of the natural salmon to die out. Some fish farmers also see these new salmon as an unnecessary risk for the industry. There is already too much salmon on the world market, as anyone can see from the price of salmon today. 10 years ago, 1 kilogram of salmon cost about US$12. By 1995, the price had fallen to about US$4 per kilogram. Therefore, some people call the AquaAdvantage salmon a solution without a problem. The science that helped create the AquaAdvantage salmon was discovered in the early 1970s. Researchers found that flounders could survive very cold temperatures. They do this by naturally making antifreeze proteins in their bodies. Researchers took out this part of the flounder DNA and used it to create the gene which makes the salmon grow faster. By putting the genetically engineered DNA back into salmon eggs, a normal-looking and tasting salmon was created. However, this new salmon produces growth hormone in its body whenever the water gets cold and dark. This kind of water condition usually happens in the winter, when natural salmon produce very little growth hormone. The AquaAdvantage salmon keeps growing through the winter. This same technique has now been used with other types of fish. A spokesman for the environmental group Friends of the Earth sees problems not only with genetically engineered designer fish, but also with fish farms in general. Fish farms are bad, he says. They are unnatural because they do away with the whole process in nature of allowing only the strongest to survive. This could weaken the natural development of the species. The spokesman for Friends of the Earth also pointed out that in 1998, Canada passed a law banning the startup of new fish farms. Although this ban on new farms was partially lifted in 2003, this issue is still a subject of controversy worldwide. Until the problems with genetically engineered fish have been solved, fish farmers will continue to breed larger and stronger fish the traditional way. They choose the largest and strongest fish from their farms and put them together to breed in separate tanks. For these farmers, the scientific process of genetic engineering is just a way to speed up the process. As one fish farmer says, selective breeding goes back a long way. Genetic engineering isn't that different from what we are already doing.